The official pre-ocean show.
Hello, Matt.
Hello. So I'm joined by Harry and I'm joined by Jordan.
Yes.
Are you excited for the pre-ocean show tonight?
Very excited for the pre-ocean show. I've heard there's lots coming up.
So
you've got five
happening.
Ocean tickets to give away.
I've got four ocean tickets to give
have
away.
Have you? You do, yes.
I have four ocean tickets to give away. We're going to be giving those away at some point during the show. So just to reiterate, if you're just joining us, because I think we've not made it quite that clear in a while why there is no music. We are having small technical issues. And
yeah,
music...
it's only small. That's why every single musical element of the show is down.
And music isn't available. So we have decided, the three of us have taken it upon ourselves to create the pre-ocean debate show. Oh, we've had a text in.
hang on.
From the one and only James Perkins. James Perkins said, "My favourite cheese is Parmesan, Matt." Let's debate that some more.
Actually, I've got a question to put to you guys and our listeners.
Ooh.
I have this debate with Ollie Samuels and Mikey Nissenbaum last year.
Yes.
This is, I would regard as the same sort of level of required IQ as if you are Albert Einstein trying to solve the theory of relativity. Can you think of a pun with the word Parmesan in? No, you can't. There is no pun that exists in the history of humanity with Parmesan. I'm telling you. Every other cheese, it works. Parmesan lets you down every single time.
I could say part my van, Parmesan. No, Parmesan, no.
I was playing golf with Mr. Mazan, who was famous for creating cheese, and he said, "Matt, what score did you get?" And I said, "Parmesan."
It's not bad.
Considering you said
there was no
one.
What?
If there was someone called Mazan,
who was
then,
in the cheese business,
and the golf,
just
and was playing golf
business.
With you, then we could be in with that. The best one I got, and I genuinely spent all summer thinking about this, was something like, "Mr. Bond, I give you Parmesan to die." But even that isn't great.
It was better than mine.
I know, but that required a lot of...
quite the accent as well.
I still don't think it's that good.
I'm a camembert man myself on Christmas morning.
Do you have one of them camembert roasting pots?
You know what? I have one of those.
Does it work? Does it work?
No, you don't.
We have one.
Why have you got one of them?
Because I like camembert.
You really like camembert.
You do.
I don't often have it at uni, but sometimes I just bake a camembert. And that's like my breakfast, lunch and dinner for that day, because it's quite expensive.
Fair enough. Yeah. I quite like smoked cheese.
Smoked cheese is very good.
Which you can pre-buy in Asda. Rather than just buy, you can pre-buy.
I like the use of the word pre, because this is the pre-ocean show.
So you can pre-buy pre-smoked cheese from pre-Asda. Or I quite like halloumi as well. Halloumi's nice.
Halloumi's nice.
It's nice and rubbery.
What do cheeses say to themselves in the mirror?
What?
Hello, me.
On the relation of food related jokes, this is dreadful. But what is the fastest pudding in the kitchen?
What?
Scone.
Okay. Do you know what would be great, actually, Matt? Do you know what would be great if right now we could play those headlines from David Saunders from the Moving Day show?
They were some good headlines.
Actually, I've listened to them back quite a bit, so I
can you remember them by any chance?
A few of them.
So would you like me to do a news introduction for you, because we don't have the news music?
Yeah.
Try and do the news music.
Okay.
What's the beat?
I'm not sure what it sounds like, so I'm just
Try and do my best David Saunders impression as well.
This is URN, the Pulse.
Hello, good afternoon, I'm David Saunders. The Russian and Slavonic Studies Department has warned people against using Russian dolls. They are full of themselves. In Mooch, an English student has been suspended after hitting an Irish student in the face with a bag of crisps. It's said to be the first case of knick-knack paddywhack.
Live from Lenton on the phone.
No way.
Is James Perkins. Hello.
Hi, Matt.
Hi. Are you enjoying the show so far?
It's
not what I expected when I put you on After Dark.
Well, I mean, what's been your favourite song we've played so far?
It's got to be The Pulse Bed, man.
The Pulse Bed, thank you. Where are you right this second?
I'm at a pre-drink in Lenton listening to your show.
Okay, so who else is there?
Beth.
Okay.
We don't know Beth.
We don't know Beth. Would Beth like to come on air?
Beth, would you like to come on air? She would not.
Okay.
I just thought I'd just announce to everyone. I'm just going to go and get a sandwich.
Okay.
And I'll be back in about
that's
2 minutes.
Fine.
Where are you getting it from?
Potentially the SU shop.
Hang on a second, no! While you're gone, we will play a song! Oh! Oh, it's... Oh, that's so sad.
Oh,
I thought that
no.
would have worked. I so thought that was going to work just then. No, it's not working. Oh.
Keeping you on your toes, people. We're keeping you on your toes in the pre-ocean show.
Play it. Just play everything.
Whoa! Oh! 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 We'll be back after this. This is Ellie Goulding on my mind.
The official pre-ocean show.